If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, it's Keith Urban here, coming to you live from Las Vegas. So excited to be joining Taylor Sheraton's brand new competition series, The Road, as the headliner, helping Blake Shelton find America's next big star.
I will admit, and it probably won't surprise you, I rolled my eyes when I heard about a new music reality show that Blake Shelton's a part of, that Keith Urban will star in. And I'll be honest, thinking, do we really need another singing reality show?
Yeah.
But wait. If you're cynical like me, perhaps this will change your mind a bit.
I think this is a really fresh idea. I really like the thought process behind it. Keith Urban is going to be the main star of the show. It's co-produced by Blake Shelton. And their journey to finding the next big musician is the fact that they're going to put them out on the road, which I think is a fantastic idea. The audience on these shows will also have a say in which musicians get to continue on the tour and move on in the competition. So starting next month, Keith Urban is touring with these up-and-comers. Obviously, they're going to be opening for him on these special shows. And then the audience will help decide who's got the chops to continue. I like this over a produced studio thing, you know, the singing competitions like The Voice and American Idol. It's all on a, you know, all done on a soundstage, and, you know, the audience is cued to clap and do whatever. I think this is a great idea.
But in essence, it's not really that different than American Idol, whereas America votes and picks the next idol. In this case, the audience just happens to be live.
Right, but they're actually live in the audience instead of having a produced studio audience.
Sure. But the gist of it is still the same. The most votes for Idol move on, the most applause for whatever this show is called moves on.
I think it's better. John, you've been a part of a produced television show before.
Sure, and I'm also a live musician.
Yes.
What is, excuse me, what's so funny about that?
No, you are.
What's so funny
about
that?
You are. You are. I'm not discounting that.
Kind of.
I'm not
discounting
that.
Have I been on stage live with bands playing music?
Yes.
Live musicians.
I think it is very different to be in a television studio set with an audience where they have the applause button and all that, and they tell them what to do, let's be honest.
Plus, when you're performing live,
it's completely
you're in front
different.
Of people who have been drinking.
Yep.
Their filter goes down. They got no problem screaming out, you suck if you suck.
Exactly.
So I guess, sure.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. So they film this whole series next month, and then we'll be able to see it starting in the fall.
And
it's called The Road.
And let's be honest, you got to have a lot of stones and confidence in yourself to even want to get on stage to open up for Keith Urban.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, there's not a better showman as far as stage presence.
Another future showman could be in our future. And who am I talking about? Well, when I went back to visit family in Wisconsin at my daughter Taylor's house, little Liam has some big news, and specifically for you, John. And we'll share that with you next.
833-287-1037. In the meantime, you've got a difficult decision to make. Do you want a sunset dinner cruise or, I don't know, how about a brunch cruise with unlimited mimosas? That's the prize today, your choice of the city cruise for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSLM.
One of the great things I got to do when I went back to visit family in Wisconsin. We stayed with my daughter and our boy Liam. I can't believe this is going to be 12.
12 years old.
12!
Man, 1 year away from being a teenager.
Oh,
and then all the real fun stuff comes.
Oh my gosh. So he has a love of music, just like his papa and so many people in his life. And he wanted a drum set. Well, they live in an apartment building. So papa and I bought him a digital drum set.
Oh, cool.
And he's been practicing. And so I had to have a little chat with him about it. Master Liam.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm playing my drums. Well, they're not actual, like, drum set.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to step in here, but when did he start having an actual voice, not a little boy voice?
I know, compared to before.
How about this? I said, I want a gingerbread man. At least he has it. He's not made out of candy. He's made out of cheese.
And now that's crazy.
Well, they're not actual, like, drum set, big drums and stuff.
Right.
They're digital.
So you can play the drums, but you hear it in your headphones, but then mom doesn't freak out because, or the neighbors don't freak out because you're playing the drums.
Yes, but you can also get them to be played out loud with a speaker.
Okay, awesome. You've been doing this for a while and you're loving it?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I also heard that you may have picked up another instrument. Is that true?
Yep.
What do you have?
A harmonica.
Oh my goodness. I bet you can't wait to learn stuff and play songs with that.
Yeah.
What songs do you think you want to play?
I don't care. As long as it's not Piano Man. Everybody plays that song on harmonica.
No Billy Joel and Piano Man for Liam?
Nope. Never.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to high five you on that one, Liam. Sorry, John.
You put him up to that.
I did not.
I call foul.
I have to share.
You put him up for that.
No, I did not. It was so great. So we were packing to go to a family reunion of sorts, and he had everything packed in his backpack, and he was so proud how he got everything in there. And he looks at me and he's like, Tama, guess what I have in my backpack that you don't know about? And I'm like, what? And he whips it out and he goes, look, it's a harmonica.
Nice.
I was like, what?
Oh, I'm so proud. I'm not even in any way related to this story whatsoever, and I'm proud. Have him keep doing that, man. Just practice, practice, practice.
He loves it, and it's just been fantastic. So no Piano Man for Liam, but he's looking forward to learning to play.
I'm shocked that an almost 12-year-old boy can even know what Piano Man is, let alone disparage against Piano Man.
He has a great musical repertoire between his mom and his papa. He listens to all kinds of music, which I think is great.
I think you put him up to that.
I did not.
Uh-huh.
It was
Liam,
awesome.
I'll give you $5 if you rip on Piano Man, especially my partner, John. Here you go.
No money exchanged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I have to say it now.
Mm-hmm.
This story has a continuation.
Okay.
About the harmonica and about something specific to what Liam said.
Okay.
735. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Chris, who's in Crest. What's up, Chris?
What's going on? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, man. It sounds like you're ready to go. Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
Tammy, can you vomit us, please?
Yes.
Ooh,
good luck.
Chris must know I just came back from Mexico because he's speaking the native tongue.
Oh, my God.
Muy bien. Muy bien, Chris. All right, dude. Five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Chris?
Awesome.
A piece of George Harrison's toast from 1963 just sold for an undisclosed amount. George Harrison is one-fourth of what's considered to be the greatest rock band of all time. Who are they?
ACDC.
Shrek 5 has been confirmed for the 2026 release. Cameron Diaz, Mike Myers, and Eddie Murphy will all be returning, and the star of Euphoria will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. Who is she?
No idea.
Millie Bobby Brown has been serving up some platinum blonde looks, and people think she's zeroing in for the lead role of the biopic for a pop singer who's the best-selling teenage artist of all time. Who is she?
Christina Aguilera.
Kelsey Ballerini revealed that before she went on The Voice for the first time, Blake Shelton tried to get her to fear Adam Levine. Ballerini has had 7 number one songs. Was her first number one song Dibs, Love You Like You Mean It, or Peter Pan?
I love you like you.
And finally, Peacock has set an April 17th premiere date for season 5 of Law and Order Organized Crime. Within 3 years and without going over, what year did the original Law and Order debut?
2006.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Chris, you sound geared for a Friday. What's your weekend looking like?
I'm going to help a friend move, work on some schoolwork, and play with my kids.
Don't bury the lead. Start with play with your kids. It makes the weekend sound so much more exciting for you.
Oh, well, that happens all the time.
So very good answer, bro. Chris did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
A piece of George Harrison's toast from 1963.
What?
Just sold for an undisclosed amount. George Harrison is 1/4 of what's considered to be the greatest rock band of all time. Who are they?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Now, how can you prove that's the same piece of toast?
It's a good question, Tammy. It's a good question. I have no answer for you.
Shoot, we lost the toast. Make another one.
Has anyone seen George's toast? Someone's sneaking out the back with a piece of George's whole grain. It's 1-0. Chris went with AC/DC. I think George dabbled with AC/DC, but it didn't take. Timmy, Shrek 5 has been confirmed for a 2026 release. Cameron Diaz, Mike Myers, and Eddie Murphy will all be returning, and the star of Euphoria will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. Who is she?
Zendaya.
Is Zendaya the busiest actress in Hollywood right now?
Mm-hmm.
She's everywhere. 2-0, Tam. Millie Bobby Brown's been serving up some platinum blonde looks, and people think she's zeroing in for the lead role of the biopic about a pop singer who's the best-selling teenage artist of all time. Who is she?
Teenage. Britney?
Yeah, Britney Spears. 3-0, Tammy. Kelsey Ballerini revealed that before she went on The Voice for the first time, Blake Shelton tried to get her to fear Adam Levine. Ballerini has had 7 number one songs. Was her first one Dibs, Love You Like You Mean It, or Peter Pan?
Love You Like You Mean It.
That is correct. And Chris knew that. 4-1, Tammy. Tammy, Peacock has set an April 17th premiere date for season 5 of Law & Order Organized Crime. Within 3 years and without going over, what year did the original Law & Order debut?
Wow. 1990.
Good God, that's exactly the
Are
right answer.
Are you kidding me?
Jeez.
That was a total guess.
Well, it's a really good guess. Go guess us some lottery numbers next, please, so we can quit. I mean, what? Chris, today, I'm joking. I love this job. What? Chris, today, Tammy beats you by a clean sweep and deservedly so. Man, good job, Tammy.
That,
five.
I swear that was a total
All right, don't brag about it. 5-1 today, Tammy beats you, Chris. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a difficult decision, but a pleasant one for you to make now.
You don't have to make it at the moment, but you'll choose between the City Cruises premier dinner cruise or their premier bottomless mimosa brunch cruise.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Chris, enjoy that. Enjoy your weekend. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Chris from Chris, and I just want to go to Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I want to preface this by saying right now, I swear to you, on everything I love, this is not my fault.
Oh.
Okay?
What did you do?
I had nothing to do with the initial concept of this. I did the act, but I was not my idea. I protested, and yet, here we go.
Are you saying you caved to peer pressure, John?
I caved to peer pressure from my girlfriend and my family.
Okay.
And did something that you are going to relentlessly make fun of me for.
Ooh.
I'm going to set the scene right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure you guys know it, but I just got back from Mexico.
You did?
Spent a wonderful time in Cabo with 16 members of my family, including my sister and brother-in-law, Butch. Hello, Butch.
Hi, Butch.
My girlfriend, Sam, threw her in headfirst to the family pool, and it went wonderfully.
Okay.
We were at a beautiful bar at the resort we were at called Rendezvous. You would have loved it. Like a big bird cage surrounding the bar. Really cool look. There was a piano player.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Anybody want to? I swear I said no. When my girlfriend Sam said, you know, what would kill right now. By the way, Sam's a talent manager, so she's always looking to make things better in the crowd. She says, you know, there's a huge crowd here. They're all drinking. They're all having a blast. A lot of your family's here. There's no way that you won't kill if you play Piano Man.
No.
No.
Guys, I swear I said no. Don't
Wait
do that.
Wait a minute. You brought your harmonica to Cabo?
I always have my harmonica in my backpack. You know that. Okay. Turns out, big red alert, by the way, at TSA. You always get searched. Anyway.
It's not just because you look shifty?
I didn't have it on me. But Sam,
you purposely went back to your room to get it?
I did not do anything. Next thing I know, Sam and my cousin Cindy, co-conspirator, they're gone. They're back minutes later with my harmonica.
So your girlfriend went and got it.
Sam goes to the piano guy, but who is great, by the way, super talented. And of course he knows it. And of course he's like, sure, come up and play with me.
Let's hear how it went, John.
I mean, I will say it was one of my better efforts.
It was. You had a great crowd reaction.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, listen. I know. I said you guys have no idea the relentless amount of crap I'm going to get from Tammy, from producer Jessica, from anybody that's listened to this show, my children, Tammy's grandson, Liam, who also disparaged against Billy Joel just a half hour ago on this very show. And yep, there you go.
For a man that protests so much.
Come on. You brought
the harmonica. The only reason you bring your harmonica anywhere is for that exact scenario.
Yes, for the hopeful circumstance that somebody somewhere is playing Piano Man. Don't be ridiculous.
Why do you take it with you everywhere?
I like to practice harmonica. I swear, I wanted nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was a no lose. The place was jumping.
Sure.
Everyone's going to sing along. Everyone had been drinking all day.
Sure.
Half my family was there.
Well, you just took karaoke one step further, is what you did. And I'm not saying it in a negative way, but there's no difference, I guess, between that and the whole group doing karaoke.
I had a blast. I'm not going to lie.
And that was a good crowd reaction, John.
Oh, man. Wow. And it was super, super cool. You walk into breakfast the next morning, and some rando I don't know is like, hey, man, God. Harmonica guy.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Harmonica guy.
That's right.
This would have never worked at any other resort except at All Inclusive Resort, because everybody had to be drinking in order for this to be okay.
And thankful to the very gracious piano player who was more than willing to have me come up and potentially ruin his set.
Yeah.
I mean, he had no idea if I could play or not.
Well, he was singing, right?
He didn't sing at all. The whole crowd was singing.
Okay, gotcha.
I didn't sing. I just played harmonica and kind of waved my arms in conducting.
That's good. You always wanted to be a musician, John, and you're getting to live the dream now.
That's right. But the only caveat is you got to be hammered at an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
I sound really good then. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier this year, Tammy set a goal for herself this year. By the end of the year, you want to be able to do
1 pull-up or chin-up. It's very difficult because you're lifting your own body weight to be able to do that. When I started at the gym, I couldn't even hold myself up hanging from the bar.
Really? How long? Yeah. How long could you? Like, not at all?
No, not at all. The first time I ever went in, I could not do it at all. So I set this goal, talked with my trainers. We have something called a performance exercise that you practice each week to get yourself stronger and better. And once you master that, you move on to the next one with the goal of being able to do a pull-up or a chin-up.
You have been at this gym now for well over a year. Are you a butt kicker now?
I'm not a butt kicker.
I mean, you have to be. You know, you work out all the time.
Well, I mean, I could do more, but I wanted to do a check-in on my progress, and I always want to call them the T-Rex. The TRX straps are my performance exercise right now. The goal is to hang on to the T-Rex, right? You've seen them. You lean back and then pull yourself up. The goal is to be able to get your feet all the way to the wall, so you're almost laying down, to be able to pull yourself up. And once you can master 20 of those, then I move on to the next performance exercise. So I thought I'd check in with my gym partner and best friend, Darcy, over it.
First of all, Darcy, I have to thank you for going ahead and making your performance workout exercise the same as mine so that I don't have to do them by myself. So I'm on a quest to do 1 chin-up this year, pull-up, whatever. I know they're 2 different things.
I need to do it too, though.
Okay. And you're already better than me, which is kind of annoying. You can go all the way to the wall already.
Yeah, but that's not a pull-up.
I know, but you're farther along. But anyway, do you think I'll get there?
Absolutely.
Okay. For real?
For real. I might have to lift you a little bit.
We'll get there. Okay, thanks, nurse.
Well, she's already lifting you a little bit with her positive reinforcement.
Aww.
Do you think she's being legit, or do you think she's being, a very nice best friend?
No. I think she's being 100% honest.
All right.
So I love that. I'll post the video on KSON's Instagram.
So do you think you'll be able to do it?
I don't know.
You got plenty of time. It's only the end of the month.
You got
10 more months to go.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, though. It really is. Now, remember I said at the beginning that I couldn't even hold myself up on the bar when I first started. I'm now able to hold myself up on the bar and do 10 knee tucks.
Okay.
So that's quite an accomplishment.
I want you to, this is not at all intrusive, I hope. Make a muscle for me. I want to feel your bicep. Tammy, you have got definition in your arms. You got a legit muscle.
The one I want you to feel is my core. Hang on.
Are we allowed to feel cores at work?
I'm giving you permission.
I don't know, man. Do I have your consent to touch your core?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Oh my goodness. I could dry clothes on that washboard. Seriously, I'm proud of you. That's legit. And it's not every day that a woman asks a man to feel her stomach. So,
feel my core.
Again, if you're just joining us, that was full consent. It's a different world now. That's Jelly Roll and Liar, a song he debuted, along with Maddie and Tay, if I'm not mistaken, at last year's Stagecoach. Of course, the Road to Stagecoach features a headlining Jelly Roll this year. More on that in a moment.
Jelly Roll, of course, has been sharing everything about his life and talking about overcoming addictions. And I think that has allowed other artists to kind of share more of what they've gone through, where in the past they wouldn't have said a word.
Didn't expect it to be Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn, however.
I have not been to prison. I'm one of those lucky SOBs that never got caught. About the time I was 15, I got stoned the first time. That felt good. And all through my teens, all through my 20s, you know, drugs got better, music got into it. I got into, you know, the real challenge is just see how high you can get on stage and still get through a show.
Wow. Yes, drug use is very prevalent in the music scene. It just sometimes the person you least expect it from says, yeah, I was a part of that scene too.
It was during a writer's round where Kix spoke openly about his own drug use as a teenager and into his 20s. And the only difference between himself and the inmates is that he didn't get caught. If you remember when Keith Urban shared about his issues and about how at 3 months after marrying Nicole Kidman, he went in for treatment. I mean, I can't even imagine being a newlywed and saying, well, got to go to treatment. And she sticks around. I love the openness that the artists are having. And it especially since Jelly Roll really came into the forefront. People are being honest about things that have happened in the past to take away the shame and the stigma. To say, listen, you can get yourself out of this. You can change the whole direction of your life. You just have to admit there is a problem.
That's why we're looking forward to Jelly Roll's headlining show this coming Stagecoach, because it's going to be a revival is what it's going to be. Speaking of Stagecoach.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to John. John's in Kearney Mesa. What's going down, John?
Hey there, good morning.
Hey, pal, do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, Tammy, could you please step out?
You bet. Good luck.
John, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. GarageDoorAndGateStore.com. Also, want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
John, Gene Hackman passed at 95 yesterday. Hackman retired from an incredible acting career in 2004. His final film was Welcome to Mooseport alongside Ray Romano. What is the name of the CBS sitcom that Romano starred in for approximately 10 years, winning multiple primetime Emmy Awards for?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Conan O'Brien will host the Oscars this weekend. True or false? This is Conan's first time hosting the Oscars.
False.
Happy birthday to Jason Aldean, who turns 48 today. Jason duetted in 2010 with what daytime talk show host on the two-time platinum song, Don't You Wanna Stay?
I don't know that one.
Celebrity chef Guy Fieri opened a new restaurant in New York City this week. It's called Chicken Guy. Fieri is said to have over 90 restaurants total. What was the name of the Food Network TV show he's popularly known for?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
And finally, the box office film series Hunger Games is coming to the stage in a theater production. The Hunger Games on stage opening in London. What actress played the lead in Hunger Games? Her name was Katniss Everdeen.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. So, John, what you got going on today? Tell me something good, man.
Just going to work. I work for SDG&E.
Oh, all right. John today, keeping people's power and their gas cooking, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Gene Hackman passed at 95. Hackman retired from an incredible acting career in 2004. His final film was Welcome to Mooseport alongside Ray Romano. What is the name of the CBS sitcom Romano starred in for approximately 10 years, winning multiple primetime Emmy Awards for?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's right. John knew that 1-1. Conan O'Brien will host the Oscars this weekend. True or false? This is Conan's first time hosting the Oscars.
True?
That is true. It's 2-1. John went with false. Happy birthday, Jason Aldean, turning 48 today. Jason duetted in 2010 with what daytime talk show host on the two-time platinum song, Don't You Wanna Stay?
Kelly Clarkson.
That is right. I believe that was Kelly's first foray into country music, wasn't it, as far as on the radio?
I don't know.
They sound so great together.
Was that first or was her and Reba first?
Good question. I'm sure we'll have it by the end of the college. It is 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, celebrity chef Guy Fieri opened a new restaurant in New York City this week. It's called Chicken Guy.
I like that name.
Good name, right?
Yeah.
A lot of things are easier if your name's Guy. Fieri has said they have over 90 restaurants total. My God. What is the name of the Food Network TV show he's popularly known for?
Diners, Drive-Ins. Oh, dang it. Diners and Drive-Ins? Missing one. Diners, Drive-Ins, and... Oh, right there.
Dives.
Dives.
John knew that. 3-2 Tammy. And finally, the box office film series Hunger Games is coming to a stage in a theater production. The Hunger Games on stage opening in London this fall. What actress played the lead, Katniss Everdeen, in The Hunger Games?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. John had it on the tip of his tongue, couldn't come up with it. Today, Tammy wins by a score of 4-2, John. You're not going to get any... Oh, I'm sorry. We've got a breaking news update. Breaking news.
Which came first?
Because of You with Reba. It was 2004. Jason Aldean with 2010.
Thank you, producer Jessica. And as I was saying, Tammy beats you today by a score of 4-2, John, meaning you're not going to get any of her money, but we still have a great prize for you.
You get the choice whether you'd like to experience the City Cruise's premier dinner cruise or the premier bottomless mimosa brunch cruise.
Enjoy that decision, John. Have a wonderful weekend. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you save this.
I am John Kearney Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Earlier this year, producer Jessica planned a besties friends trip where all of her friends came into San Diego. Mm-hmm. Jessica had a complete itinerary.
Yes.
She had, I'm not joking, dress codes for them, proper shoes to wear, how they should pack, every detail, right down to the last meal, was planned. Am I wrong about any of that, Jessica?
No.
Am I also safe to assume that when you go into an event where there's not a plan or a kind of plan, you go bananas?
Well, and it's not just that. It's
yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Perfect. That is why it's great to welcome your best friend, Angelique, who's been a very wonderful caller to the show in the past, back to the show. Yeah. Good morning, Angelique.
Good morning, John. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. Hi, friend. Hi, honey.
Hi.
So, Angelique, you're planning the trip this time, correct?
Yes. I'm not going to be as good as Jess. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm doing more of the planning than anybody, but not to the level of what Jess does.
From what I understand, there are some things that producer Jessica doesn't know about.
That's true.
And she's not going to know about it?
Well, here's the thing, is that I love her, and she is the best party planner ever. But it's also really hard to surprise your friend when you give her even an inkling of what's going to happen, and then she'll roll with it, and she'll take it over in a nice way, in the best way. But then she's the one stressing about it again, which is the whole point. We don't want her to be the one stressing about it.
Gotcha.
So here's what happened. When they text me that they wanted to do this weekend and come down, I said, okay, great. What do you guys want to do? I'll start looking up things. And I was quickly rebuffed with a, no, you are not going to plan this one. And now I'm stressing because I don't know what I should wear. I have an inkling on one of the things because I did get a screenshot of one of the things that was booked. What's after that? What's before that? Are we going to go eat dinner? Should I find a place near where we're going for that one thing so that we know that we have somewhere to go for dinner? And then it's just, it's anxiety, and I don't know how to relax.
Could it be you just sit back and let others do something and just enjoy the moment?
Have you met me, John?
You know what? I have. I've known you for years, and I just came to a very chilling realization.
Uh-oh.
I think my girlfriend's the same exact way.
Yeah. Oh, she is. Oh, I know her.
She's a manager for a living, and that's what she does, and God forbid anybody, even me, plans anything without her getting involved, I'll say.
So, Angelique, what is your go-to thing to make producer Jessica stop? Just stop and just go with the flow.
So here's the thing. I'm pretty pushy in general, and I think we are like not blood related, but we kind of like bicker like sisters, if you will. So if I get to a certain point to say stop, she'll kind of you know, fuss with me. But if I say it like three times, she's like, okay, she's serious. Like she's not gonna go further than that. And I'll do the obligatory like, let me help you plan. Please let me help you plan. I can put in money. And after like the third time, I'm like, okay, I give up.
Especially on the money part. Yeah, good enough. You're on your own.
John, do you want to make bets on whether producer Jessica will end up producing this trip or not?
There's no bet. She's going to. And here's the reason why. Because it makes her feel better. She will not feel 100% involved unless she's 1 million percent involved. Angelique, you're just going to have to grin and bear it. I'm sorry. It's going to happen.
And that's the thing. It's like, I think I might be doing more of a disservice by trying to plan it because I think I don't want the anxiety. The whole point was not to be anxious. So maybe we let her in on something so she doesn't feel nervous.
Especially because of this. If you don't let her plan something and you take care of it and you're at the event and you say, how do you like this event? Get ready for this.
Oh my gosh.
I do not do that. I'm always happy with when the plans are made. As a producer and part of my job, I like to plan for every, if anything goes wrong, I like to always have a plan in mind. Mm-hmm. And so I just need to know, as an anxious person, what I'm doing. So in case something goes wrong,
Angelique,
or, you know, the boat capsizes, what do I do?
Yeah, sure. Angelique, question. Are you and your girlfriends paying Jessica to be on this trip with you?
No.
So, in other words, you're not working. You're not producing.
All right. Fine.
Isn't there one, to wear?
Angelique, isn't there one little thing you can just throw her a bone and have her be, do that one?
Put her in charge of snacks. Just toss her a bone. Yeah, I agree with Tammy.
Yeah. I am a good snack provider.
Okay.
Oh, no. She's the best at everything. That's the problem. I can't compete. Like, even, I know this is not going to be as well planned as if she were to do it. I'm just trying to alleviate some of the tension. But now, I mean, moving forward, I think we're just going to have her be in charge of everything.
Which is exactly what she wants. Now producer Jessica's won.
Angelique, thanks for taking a moment of your morning in the middle of all your planning to chat with us this morning.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Great talking to you guys.
We can't wait to hear next week how it goes.
Yeah, the trip awesome. That producer Jessica planned.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, Jeff.
Ladies, we expect an update Monday morning. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It's Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen set yet another super impressive record in his already super impressive career this week.
I mean, this is really crazy when you think about it in the time span, right? Morgan Wallen just passed Garth Brooks for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart. 2 weeks at number one with his first album, If I Know Me. 97 weeks on the top of the charts with Dangerous, the double album. 75 weeks, number one, his album One Thing at a Time. So 173 weeks with an album at number one in the course of his career. This is before his next album, I'm the Problem, drops. I can't even imagine how long that's going to go. Insane. Insane.
It really seems that Morgan Wallen can do no wrong, even when he does things wrong. The music, it's hitting people right where it needs to hit. I don't know what it is, because that's the beauty of music. It hits people in a different way, no matter who you are, a different theme. Something grabs you. He's just got this knack for hitting it in the feels, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. Mm-hmm.
And he did it again by releasing a snippet of a new song called Superman, which he wrote specifically and dedicated for his son, Indio. And he said he's been trying for a long time to write a song I loved to my son. None of them I've ever done in the past felt good enough. I can't wait for this next album. It sounds like it's going to have 37 tracks on it. Holy cow.
Talk about a guy whose mind must just be a waterfall of ideas. Morgan Wallen's only 31 years old. Mm-hmm. All this creativity, all this massive success, he's got so... If he doesn't screw up, or God forbid anything horrible happens, he's got so much more in him as he continues to grow. Tammy, I'm going to give you credit. You latched on to it from the start. You stuck by him. And I think he owes you, I don't know, at least a little bit of his trophy case. Maybe a little picture of you somewhere. A little Tam plaque.
Yeah, I don't think so.